The real news empowers us. It empowers us because it belongs to us. It doesn't receive any money, any corporate funding. It receives money from you. And it depends upon you because it belongs to you.
We're the great United States of America, and we don't even have health care for our people. What's wrong with this picture?
Over 47 million people in the United States have no health insurance, and millions more are underinsured. In 2005, over 2 million filers and their dependents declared bankruptcy due to medical costs. Between 2000 and 2006, 137,000 people died in the U.S. because they lacked health insurance. Though the United States spends almost double the amount of other major industrialized nations, the World Health Organization ranked the U.S. healthcare system at number 37 internationally. Healthcare is again a major issue in this year's election.
We will give every family in America a $5,000 tax credit to buy their own health insurance or keep their current plan. And we will open up the national health care market to expand choices and improve quality.
If you've already got health care, we're going to work with your employer to lower your premiums by $2,000, $3,000 a year. If you don't have health insurance, then you can buy the same health insurance that I receive as a member of Congress. And if you can't afford it, then we'll subsidize you. But we're not going to let anybody go without health care.
McCain's plan would make things even worse than they are now. He was proposing moving even more toward a market-based system. He has been proposing deregulation of the health insurance industry to remove what consumer protections there are at the state level, deregulate it, allow the insurance industry to do basically whatever they want without much in the way of regulation. He would push for an acceleration of the privatization of the U.S. Medicare program. Our Medicare program is a universal program, but universal only for people over the age of 65. He would accelerate that privatization by handing the money over to private insurance companies and HMOs to take over the Medicare program. Finally, he has advocated a step that would essentially abolish employer-sponsored coverage and instead give people a tax credit. The maximum tax credit for families, $5,000, and he has lied. He has said that you can buy a family policy for a little more than $5,000. That is absolutely untrue. Family policy in the United States costs about $12,000, and a $5,000 tax credit would leave most working families completely unable to purchase health insurance. Obama's plan will not fix the system. It will not get us to universal health care. We sometimes call it the wish it would work plan. That is, I'm sure he would like to get to universal health care, but what he's proposing won't do it, and we know it won't do it for historical, you know, because it's been tried and failed several times. That mandate model has been tried three times in states in the late 80s and early 90s. It was a complete failure. It's being tried in the state of Massachusetts now. It's in the process of failing. It hasn't quite failed yet. But the three previous times that it's been tried, and not only were they unable to get to universal health care, they were unable to even reduce the number of uninsured in those states.
Well, there's no question but what John McCain's proposal will make things much worse. Senator Obama would move in the right direction, but the problem with his plan is that he still depends on individual health plans to provide coverage. And that's an archaic model of the last century. The reason it is that health care has become so expensive that the insurance industry can no longer provide us with health care plans that have affordable premiums if they're going to provide adequate benefits in the plan, which will protect us from financial hardship in the face of medical need, especially if we include the sick people in our health plans. If you look at employer-sponsored insurance, that is insuring the healthy workforce and their young, healthy families. So here we have this very large, healthy group of about 59% of Americans, and yet a plan in that arena costs about $12,600 for a family now. Well, let's start adding in the sick people who need all the care. Can you imagine what that is going to cost? And then as we shift the responsibility for that over to the individual, I mean, $12,600, if you add in all these sick people, what's it going to be, $18,000, $20,000, with a median household income of $50,000? How are you going to pay for that? Well, it's an obsolete method of financing health care. So we've got to switch over to a much more rational system.
The Bush administration has just done something that no one would have ever thought possible. They just partially nationalized the banks. Do you think it's time to partially or even fully nationalize hospitals in the United States?
Well, I think that every other nation has shown that the government has to be involved in healthcare financing and healthcare planning. That's why they have better systems at significantly lower costs than ours. We have to have the government involved now. You know, when the Medicare bill passed, Bill Frist and his colleagues made sure that the role of government was going to be reduced. For instance, the drug benefit, the government is prohibited from negotiating with pharmaceutical firms fair prices for drugs. It's prohibited by the bill. We've got to change that. It's time for us to get the government involved in our behalf, our government, on our behalf, on the behalf of the American patient.
This is the sort of thing we can build right now without anyone else's permission from the government or from the business community. It's the powers in our hands.
If we're not going to sleepwalk into more wars and into environmental disaster, we think we need to start with a television news network that won't bow to pressure and has the courage to seek facts. And that means independent economics. And that's why we need you.
Real hope means facing a complex reality. Your tax-deductible donation makes it possible. Please contribute. Visit therealnews.com.